Our fast-track High Court has ordered the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to halt the production and sale of genetically modified products in the country. This comes as a civil society group, Food Serving to Ghana, sued the ministry seeking an injunction to prevent it from commercializing the sale of genetically modified foods in the country. They claim the ministry does not have the authority to commercialize such products. The court in its ruling upheld Food Sovereignty's plea. The acting communications director of Food Sovereignty Ghana, Edwin Kwiku Andobafo, has joined us on the line. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Now, thank you very much. Now, after this ruling, how does Food Sovereignty feel about the ruling given in court?
Well, we are happy with the progress that is taking place. We took the defendants to court on this, that we saw that the National Biosafety Committee was wrongfully operating in place of a National Biosafety Authority. And so the Attorney General's representative prayed to the court to have them joined to the suit. So the judge ordered that they be joined to the suit as a third and fourth defendants, respectively. So now we have the National Biosafety Authority added to the suit, as well as the Attorney General's Department. But we are hoping that, we'll go according to the law. We went forward with this case because we thought that we had sound footing under the law. And if everything goes according to the letter of the law, we should be in a good place.
So after this ruling, what's next for Food Sovereignty Ghana?
Well, the case has been adjourned the 2nd of April, and so the judge has requested that the case be refiled because there are one or two omissions in one of the documents. And so the case will be refiled and heard again on the 2nd of April with all four defendants now appearing. So you have the National Biosafety Committee, which we originally took to court, then the National Biosafety Authority, then the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, and then the Attorney General's Department.
Now, with the said omissions that you're talking about, are you privy to those omissions? Can you tell us?
No, I think these were clerical omissions which were on the piece of paper. Something that had to do with a clerical omission. But instead of having the omissions attended to right there in the court, the judge preferred that a proper refiling be done to avoid any complications further if the case had to go further. But we are happy so far with the developments, and we just hope that if this case is done according to law, we should be standing in a good place. The people of Ghana deserve to have a choice to choose whether they want to eat GMO food or not. They have a choice to choose if they want to change the cowpeas they've been eating for centuries, the red, the beans and the food we've been eating that our ancestors left us. We want to continue to enjoy them in their integrity. And we've seen the precedence that has been set outside of Ghana, where countries are banning GMO products. Countries are placing mandatory labeling on all GMO products. One of the most significant recent ones was President Putin of Russia, who on the 31st of December signed legislation that all foods coming into Russia must be labeled so that Russians have a choice to choose GMO or not. You have Mexico, who's banned GMO corn because of the impact that GMO corn is having on the environment and on organic corn. You have Lieutenant General, what is his name, Zhen Yumi, of the former vice president of the Chinese Military Academy of Science, who faced the Chinese government recently and told them to face up to the reality. In his own words, I quote him, face up to the reality, because the long-term effects of GMO are frightening. And so the Chinese government has reviewed how they use GMO in their army. So we should be taking a cue from all these precedents that are being set outside. Just a few weeks ago in South Africa, a court of competent jurisdiction requested that Monsanto, which is one of the lead culprits in this whole drive to have agribusiness take over, our substance way of life, requested that they reword their adverts because they could not substantiate in court the claims made that GMOs will give you higher yields using less pesticides. So a court in South Africa directed that this wording be changed. So I think in Ghana here, our authorities to take a cue from all these developments across the world and take the most responsible position, the most responsible decision in the interest of all Ghanaians. Well, now, you notice that the prevalence of cancer has gone up in the West And now we have child cancer in Ghana. We have child diabetes in Ghana. It's not rocket science. It's what people are eating.
Oh, okay.
And so we must face up to the facts, and we encourage all Ghanaians to join us on this drive. This is not only about Food Sovereignty Ghana. Food Sovereignty Ghana is a social justice organization working for the masses.
Edwin.
And the Constitution upholds this right, and so we just want the Constitution to work to the letter.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. And that was the Acting Communications Director of Food Sovereignty Ghana, Edwin Kweku Andobafo.